Hi, Jonathan, and thanks for joining us today. So can you briefly tell us a little bit more about the Middle East branch for those of us who don't know, and the members you have and the objectives of the branch, if you like?
Yeah, the Middle East branch opened in June 2006, and it started in the United Arab Emirates, but it's quickly developed in terms of spreading that network to other countries, including Qatar, Oman, Kuwait, and Iran recently. So we've got a wider network of professionals who work right across the Middle East. We're set up to provide support for our members who would work through professional membership right through to a chartered status, which is a benchmark for a health and safety practitioner. And we put on professional development events which ensure that professionals have exposure to training programs and networking opportunities with other professionals that work across the Middle East.
Brilliant. What are the latest developments within the branch? Are there any events going on? What's happening?
In terms of events in the Middle East, we have a program of events which appears on the IOSH website, and that's emailed out to members via the website. Each country will develop their own events and a program of those events. So if you look on the website, you can normally identify a training event or a CPD opportunity, which would be in the various countries around the Middle East.
Brilliant. And what are the main differences between occupational health and safety in the UK and the Middle East?
In the Middle East, from a health and safety professional point of view, I think there are a number of different challenges, predominantly the wide variety of different cultures and expectations in terms of safety standards.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a challenge, but I think there are a number of international companies working across the Middle East which bring international standards, and there's every opportunity for a competent health and safety professional to make a difference in the Middle East. There are some very good as well as some very poor standards, and I think organisations such as IOSH provide at least a support mechanism and a professional body for professionals that work across the Middle East.
That's good to hear. So the Middle East branch are supporting an event tomorrow in Iran. Can you tell me a little bit about the event and why the branch are offering support to this event?
Well, since October of last year, we launched another annual conference, which was in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. And as chairman, I'm looking to make sure our network does branch out to some of the other countries in the Middle East that aren't as well represented. So, for example, Bahrain has a new coordinator who has been particularly active this year developing events in Bahrain. We have a good level of support in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. We have a new coordinator who's based in Egypt, in Cairo. Mm-hmm. And also we have a new coordinator in Iran who's hoping to develop similar networks in an emerging IOSH country of Iran.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for joining us today, Jonathan. Thank you. It's been interesting.